Late night in the White House. The colonel is febrile, jittering about the room with gung-ho enthusiasm.
That was a mighty fine report you pulled together, Jurgensen.
He paces over to the niche between the office filing cabinet and the wall, turns on the spot, paces back to the far side of his desk.
You understand the fundamentals. I like that. A few more guys like you running the company, and we wouldn't have this fuck-up in Tehran.
He grins, contagiously. The colonel is a firestorm of enthusiasm, burning out of control like a 40s comic book hero. He has Roger on the edge of his chair, almost sitting at attention. Roger has to bite his tongue to remind himself not to call the colonel Sir. He's a civilian, not in the chain of command.
That's why I've asked Deputy Director McMurdo to reassign you to this office, to work on my team as company liaison, and I'm pleased to say that he's agreed.
Roger can't stop himself.
To work here, sir?
Here is in the basement of the executive office building, an extension hanging off the White House. Whoever the colonel is, he's got pull in positively magical quantities.
What will I be doing, sir? You said your team...
Relax a bit. Drink your coffee.
The colonel paces back behind his desk, sits down. Roger sips cautiously at the brown sludge in the mug with the Marine Corps crest.
The president told me to organize a team, says the colonel,
so casually that Roger nearly chokes on his coffee.
To handle contingencies. October surprises. Those asshole commies down in Nicaragua. We're eyeball to eyeball with an evil empire, Ozzy, and we can't afford to blink. Those were his exact words. The evil empire uses dirty tricks. But nowadays we're better than they are. Bunch of hicks, like some third world dictatorship. Upper Volta with Shoggoths. My job is to pin them down and cut them up. Don't give them a chance to whack the shoe on the UN table, demand concessions. If they want to bluff, I'll call them on it. If they want to go toe-to-toe, I'll dance with them.
He's up and pacing again.
The company used to do that, and do it okay, back in the 50s and 60s. But too many bleeding hearts. It makes me sick. If you guys went back to wet ops today... You'd have journalists following you every time you went to the John in case it was newsworthy. Well, we aren't going to do it that way this time. It's a small team, and the buck stops here.
The colonel pauses, then glances at the ceiling.
Well, maybe up there. But you get the picture. I need someone who knows the company, an insider who has clearance up the wazoo, who can go in and get the dope before it goes through a fucking committee of ass-watching bureaucrats. I'm also getting someone from the Puzzle Palace... and some words to give me pull with Big Black.
He glances at Roger sharply, and Roger nods. He's cleared for National Security Agency, Puzzle Palace, Intelligence, and knows about Big Black, the National Reconnaissance Office, which is so secret that even its existence is still classified. Roger is impressed by this colonel, despite his better judgment. Within the Byzantine world of the U.S. intelligence services, he is talking about building his very own pocket battleship and sailing it under the Jolly Roger with letters of marque and reprise signed by the President. But Roger still has some questions to ask, to scope out the limits of what Colonel North is capable of.
What about fever dreams, sir?
The Colonel puts his coffee cup down.
I own it, he says, bluntly. And Nightmare. And Pluto. Any means necessary, he said, and I have an executive order with the ink still damp to prove it. Those projects aren't part of the national command structure anymore. Officially, they've been stood down from active status and are being considered for inclusion in the next round of arms reduction talks. They're not part of the deterrent Orbot anymore. We're standardizing on just nuclear weapons. Unofficially, they're part of my group, and I will use them as necessary to contain and reduce the evil empire's war-making abilities.
Roger's skin crawls with an echo of that childhood terror.
And the Dresden Agreement? Don't worry. Nothing short of them breaking it would lead me to do so.
The colonel grins toothily.
Which is where you come in.